Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Welcome back to Unhappy Hour, the show where we used to bitch about all the things that we love to hate every single week. Now I'm back for an episode. I'm your host, Matt Bellassai. I'm back for one very special episode here in the studio, recording right across from my old ancient co-host, Barry Finkel.
Hi! Our friendship was conditional, and we are no longer friends, but we came back for this one episode.
Yeah, we haven't spoken since the finale, the series finale of Unhappy Hour.
Yeah, but I missed you, and I thought, how can I get his friendship back?
Right.
We gotta get back in the stude.
You tried seducing me sexually, and
I did not work. I tried hard.
Yeah, I ended up throwing up everywhere.
It was really embarrassing and traumatic for me.
My curtains replaced.
Yeah, and I had to pay for the dry cleaning, which just like added insult to injury, really.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so now that I'm over that trauma,
even though
I had to go through electroshock therapy to forget, we are back in the studio to horn after some men because we could not let a year go by without thirsting after some hot guys during Hawkeye March Madness.
Yeah, we can't just like keep that to ourselves. We need an audience. We need to talk about it on the mic.
Yeah, so even though Unhappy Hour is still very much dead, and I don't want you to forget it, we are gonna do our tradition of Hawkeye March Madness. We couldn't leave everybody hanging. But before we get into that, hit me with the highlights of your life since we ended.
Oh my God, so much has happened. We went to Disney World.
We did go to Disney World. We survived Disney World.
We did survive. I did get a lot of DMs when we were posting photos being like, really wish you guys were talking about this on the pod. And here we are. Highlights from Disney World. I mean, we could have 30 minutes just on that.
I will say the single best highlight was the Avatar ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mostly because it was at the height of our high.
Yeah, we had eaten some edibles. I had the best espresso martini of my entire life.
Right. So it was just a lot of substances mixed up together. And I don't like roller coasters.
No, you don't.
Avatar is not a roller coaster, we should say.
It's not. But also, I just can't describe the joy that I feel being next to you on a roller coaster. The sound that you make goes something like this. Mind you, it's like a roller coaster for children.
Yeah, they all are.
And this is you. No, 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 no.
No.
It's the funniest thing in my entire life. I love it so much.
So, yeah, when we went into the Avatar experience, I was not expecting a roller coaster like experience because you are stationary. You are you are sitting in one thing. There's no track. You're just on like
a mechanical bull, basically.
Exactly. But it turns out whatever technology those Imagineers cooked up in the Avatar ride, they made it so that you're on some type of like axle and it just whips you up and down and left and right.
You're also like fully strapped in, and also so the whole ride, if you're not familiar, is that you're riding on those like dinosaur like flying creatures.
Don't know what they're called.
Don't know what they're called. Banshees.
Yes.
They're called banshees. And they make it feel realistic. And by doing that, they have machine like pulsate between your thighs to mimic breathing. It is deeply sensual in the worst way possible. It's so weird.
Yeah. I think describing it as a mechanical bull that is pulsating beneath you, and also you're wearing 3D glasses in front of this IMAX screen that is taking you on a, like, you're flying. You're flying through the air.
Yeah, you're flying. And you're also already mentally soaring on edibles and espresso martinis.
When I tell you I was screaming for my life.
You were sobbing.
Fully sobbing. Could not see because the tears were just clapping my eyes. I was so terrified. And then when we got off,
okay, here's what happened for me. I was like, wow, what an experience. That was fucking crazy. I'm sitting there waiting for the thing to, like, release me because you're literally strapped in all around. And I looked to my left and my right and everyone's gone. And I was like, guys, how did you get out? Did you press something? And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I realized that I was fucking stuck.
Yeah.
And everyone was leaving.
And you are stuck in, like, like, you're stuck in, like, a jockey position, like a jockey on top of a racehorse. So it is a deeply sexual position where your, like, back is fully arched. Your ass is, it can only be said, presented to the rest of the world.
I was laughing so hard, but also there was a sense of real fear. And I was, like, kind of sort of shouting out for help. And then suddenly this cast member starts walking and is like, you're okay. You're okay.
She had to talk you down first.
It was hysterical.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was, and then so as much. We were walking out, there was a little boy behind us. I heard talking to his mom, and he was like, I really don't like when people scream really loud. It, like, takes away from everybody else.
Sorry.
But it was like, wow.
Sorry, we paid here to be here too. Us. Okay.
Yeah. And actually, my money is more valuable because it's my money, not my mom's money.
Yeah, bitch.
You little piece of shit.
Anyway, we had the time of our lives. Other highlights?
Well, I was on tour. Seven shows. Thank you to everybody who came out. And guess what? I'm going to be doing a lot more this year. So stay tuned. I haven't announced those dates yet, but those will be coming in the next probably few weeks. I'll announce all of them. And I'll be going all over doing stand-up shows. All of them were great. Truffles did go into heat directly before.
Oh my God. We haven't talked about
show.
It on the pod.
Yeah, so I got her all set up with daycare. She was supposed to go to daycare. And then the day before the first show, she got her period. And then I couldn't put her into daycare because I didn't want her to get knocked up. So I had to fly home to Chicago and leave her with my parents. And I ended up working from there for like 2 months. So I basically have been in Chicago since we last recorded.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. It was so dramatic and hilarious. Just, like, what a drama queen for Truffles to just, like, oh, you think you're going to leave?
Yeah.
Boom.
Here's a bunch of my uterine lining. I actually don't know how, because I don't think dog periods are the same as human periods.
And I don't ever want to find out.
Because a human period marks the end of the cycle, right? Mm. Famously, you failed. And, yeah, your uterus falls out. But for dogs, it's like, guess what? I'm bleeding because I'm about... I want to get fucked hard.
Okay. I don't know if that's scientifically accurate. And I
think it is.
Again, don't want to find out. Let's leave it a mystery, you know?
But on that note, if this inspires you to want to hear even more of me, I have been working on a bunch of other projects. Nothing, of course, to replace Unhappy Hour. So
Could never.
That I'm doing is going to be... If you're listening to something else thinking, oh, this is the next Unhappy Hour, it's not.
It's not.
I don't want to get anybody's expectations... awry. But I'm co-hosting a show on SiriusXM called
what?
The List.
Okay, radio DJ.
Yeah, it's a music list show. So we go
Amazing.
Through, every episode is a list of songs that we talk about under a different theme, like good diss tracks, songs that have good laughs in them.
Oh.
Love a song with a good laugh, you know, like the beginning of Wannabe.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you guest co-host an episode of Back Issue, another Pineapple Street Studios podcast.
Yes, all about musicals.
Yes, that's coming out soon. But listen to every episode of Back Issue. The third season's been so good. You'll also hear my voice, my gorgeous, gorgeous singing voice at the beginning of the Degrassi episode, where I am part of the montage of singing the Degrassi theme song, Whatever It Takes. Yeah,
okay.
You want more of that?
No.
Head over to Back Issue. I don't know. Yeah, but like those are all the other places you can find Matt. But you know where else you can find him? Right here.
Right here. Right here, fully erect, going into our favorite episode. So let's get into the business of thirst. This is
2023 Hot Guy March Madness.
We're going to post our brackets on Instagram so you can play along. We got 64 hunks on deck. They are slicked up. They are ready to be pitted against one another in a six-round battle for the title of Hottest Man Alive, according to two horny people who don't even have a podcast anymore.
Wow.
So here's how it works. We have a list of 64 hunks as chosen by us.
Yep.
I did consult a number of, you know, internet lists of the sexiest men alive currently, including People, but also, you know, IMDb, everything. I literally Google sexiest men 2023. It takes me a while to go through them because I have to pause a whole bunch and then clean up. But So this is not just my taste. This is, you know, consulting the wider internet. The only seeds involved in our March Madness is the seeds I want all of these men to plant inside of me. That should be reiterated. I don't know what a seed is.
No.
I don't know how brackets work in the sports world.
Bring up basketball. We'll end the podcast.
Exactly. All of our hot guys are weighted equally, okay? I Google random list generator, and then I put all of our hot guys in a list, and I randomize the list, and that's the order that they're in.
And yeah, so, it's going to be hard, okay?
Yeah.
But that's kind of the point.
It's going to be real hard.
Real hard.
Throbbing. And as always, we're going to propose a challenge at the beginning of each round. So this is not just who do we prefer between these two men.
No.
It is who do we prefer given the criteria that we designate for each round. So let's get into it. Here we go. This is
round one.
First round, 64 guys, 32 matchups. This needs to be a rapid fire round.
Rapid fire.
And so our criteria is, who would look better slowly rising from the ocean? Glistening skin, absolutely in a Speedo, obviously, rising from the ocean like a James Bond villainess and walking towards you on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Are
mm-hmm.
we ready?
I'm so ready. This is gut reaction. Let's go.
Tom Holland versus Jack Harlow.
Easy.
I say Tom Holland.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay.
Jack Harlow would just look like a wet dog. Sorry.
Unfortunately,
a cute, cute wet dog.
I know he's some people's type, but it's not for me.
Not for the ocean.
Yeah. Next, Tom Hardy versus Maluma. Toughy, but Maluma. I gotta say.
No,
in a Speedo?
Yeah.
Rising from the ocean?
Are you kidding me?
Ooh, another tough one. Next matchup, Henry Cavill versus Kumail Nanjiani. James Bond himself, even though he's not, Henry Cavill.
Yeah, I personally would say Kumail because I think I'd be, like, actually a little scared if Henry were to be, like, popping out from the ocean. But he's just so big, and I think that I'd be, like, a little bit scared of him and be like, what's that monster? But then I'd be like, ooh. But you override my opinions here, so.
Yeah, no, I have to say Henry.
I know, it's fine.
It's just, like, that is Poseidon rising from the sea.
I get it.
And I don't even care if it takes me down to the ocean, I drown immediately. Okay, next, KJ Apa versus Riz Ahmed.
Oh my God.
This is unfair, I think, because Riz has a different sort of appeal.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I want Riz to like take me to a restaurant, you know.
Right.
Wine and dine me, you know, whisper into my ear.
Right.
KJ Apa, I'm like, you were made to rise from the ocean.
True. But also, that really sucks, though. That sucks. But that's what this, it really sucks, because, God, I don't want KJ to make it further than this. And I love Riverdale.
Yeah, thank God that show is ending. Next, Penn Badgley versus Oscar Isaac.
Easy. Oscar, get it.
Yeah. Next, Taron Egerton versus Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I gotta say, Taron.
Yeah, thank God. I didn't even want Dwayne on this list.
Okay, well,
I'm done with Dwayne.
He is. We have reached like cultural proliferation. What do you call it? Where it's like maximum amount of. It's too much.
It's too much.
We've reached maximum capacity. Oversaturation of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. He comes out of the ocean. I'm like, oh, big surprise. You're there too? You're
how much are they paying for this?
Yeah.
No, but Taron is doing great work. Next, this is a tough one.
Oy.
Alexander Skarsgård versus Jesse Williams.
That is really hard, and I'm a noted Alexander Skarsgård fan, but I actually feel like I would rather see Jesse Williams in that scenario.
I mean, We haven't described, like, what type of beach day this is. I'm just assuming it's a very sunny day. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm underneath an umbrella with a, you know, pina colada, the sun bouncing off of Alexander Skarsgård's skin.
You wouldn't even be able to see him.
No, it'd be like staring into a piece of aluminum foil.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, God, I think that there's, like, a huge piece of metal in the ocean.
And then you get closer to
you.
You're
like, is that a fatberg?
Right, and you'd be like, oh, my God. Oh. Also, there are too many Skarsgårds at this point. They keep announcing new models, and I'm like, let's stop. We can discontinue this line. Okay, next. Dev Patel versus Theo James.
Not going to lie, I had to look up Theo James. Oh, of course, White Lotus.
Of course, Theo James.
Of course, Theo James.
Yeah, I mean, we've already basically seen him in White Lotus.
Yeah.
Coming out of the ocean and much more, even though, you know, some debate over whether that was prosthetic. I mean, he said it was prosthetic.
It's prosthetic.
still, that fantasy is alive and well. And I will pick Theo James.
Mm-hmm.
Next, another White Lotus alum. They got paired almost next to one another. Will Sharp, who's the other hunk in the White Lotus.
Love.
And Yahya Abdul-Mateen.
That's so fucking rude to pit them against each
other. Yeah, that is a toughie.
But, and I know that this is like, it's supposed to be gut reaction and stuff, but like, goddamn, I love Will Sharp so much. I want people to remember this, okay? I have been talking about his show Flowers on Netflix that Olivia Colman is in on this pod for like a while.
Right.
He's fucking brilliant. I love him. And then he became also an absolute hunk, like known as a hunk from White Lotus. And I was like, absolutely, yes.
And he's like not even really an actor. He's like a creative.
Well, he's an actor, writer, director.
Right.
He's fucking brilliant and I love him. And
But most actors, you're like, you're a dummy. And he's actually like very
brilliant. And then Yahya is like one of the most beautiful men. This is so... Fuck.
Do we give it to Will Sharp?
We need to. I'm sorry. I know it's hard, but so am I, and we need to move on.
Okay, this one, you may not know who this is.
Absolutely do not.
Lucien Laviscount, or however you say his name, he was the hunk in Emily in Paris, season 2 and 3.
Did not see.
British, is very attractive, versus Timothy Chalamet, and... Unfortunately, Timothy, twink death has to happen here.
Yep.
My apologies to horny Willy Wonka, but it's going to be Lucien.
Absolutely.
Next, Reggae Jean Page versus Austin Butler.
Not even a contest for me.
No, Reggae Jean Page for sure.
Moving forward.
I think a lot of people had this experience, had never heard Austin Butler's voice until he accepted the Golden Globe for playing Elvis. And I was like, oh, he's doing a bit by continuing to talk like Elvis.
Uh-huh.
No, that's just what he sounds like, apparently.
Now. There's debate about whether he sounded like that previously.
And now he's like trapped in like just a walking curse of sounding like Elvis all the time. Yeah, very upsetting. But he is very attractive. I'm sorry he's out in round one.
Yeah.
But yeah. Next, Chris Pine versus Anthony Ramos.
Oh, God.
Chris Pine, underrated Chris.
Underrated Chris.
Even though...
Both have voices of angels.
Don't Worry, Darling, which we don't talk about.
Don't talk about.
He, you know, was fantastic in that.
Mm-hmm. In the upcoming Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Really?
Yeah. Anthony Ramos in the upcoming... Isn't he in Transformers?
Probably.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah.
I mean, I think, given the criteria, it's obviously Anthony Ramos.
Yeah. I want to see him coming out of an ocean.
Yeah, Chris Pine, it's not... I don't think ocean is really his atmosphere.
No, forest.
Sure.
I could see him in a forest.
His last name is Pine. Yes.
No, it's good. I was more thinking about Into the Woods, but also that.
Next, Chris Maloney versus Paul Mescal.
I have a very complicated relationship with Paul Mescal as a Phoebe Bridgers stan.
Yes.
It's difficult for me.
Catch me up. She left him for Bo Burnham?
Allegedly. Mm-hmm.
Or they're in like a polyamorous throuple.
I don't think that. I think they're not together anymore.
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Because they each have their own very, you know.
Yeah.
Different appeals.
Both have dad appeals because I did see the movie After Sun, which Paul Mescal was in.
And he was a dad?
He's a dad in it. Yeah, beautiful movie. Gorgeous.
I haven't seen it. I would choose Paul Mescal here.
Yeah.
Even though we kicked out Alexander Skarsgård for the very same reason we should be kicking him out.
Yeah, but also, I don't know, there's I think it's actually the fact that he's not as ripped as Alexander Skarsgård is in his favor as far as like light reflection goes.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I also think we are recording this on St. Patrick's Day, and it would be anti-Irish of us not to be on Paul Mescal's side.
That being said, for the record, obviously would want to see Chris's badonk coming out of an ocean as well.
Right. Next, Jake Gyllenhaal versus Daniel Kaluuya. Probably Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, I think so.
Jake Gyllenhaal, everybody's thirsting after him over that video.
Where he's like a boxer. He's a movie. He's in a movie as a boxer or something.
Yeah, he was getting like weighed in. And he just looked
scary.
Scary. Yeah.
Daniel, I want to see him come out of the ocean and then just kind of like casually like lift me up, you know, just kind of like pick me up and twirl me around.
Next, we have Jeremy Allen White from The Bear.
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef. Versus actually great matchup, Anthony Perowski from Queer Eye.
Wow.
I don't even know. Do we say from Queer Eye anymore? I guess technically he's still in Queer Eye, but I feel like he has transcended.
Sure.
As they all have.
Mm-hmm. I'm sad that this isn't a matchup where they're like
chefing
for
off. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Instead, they're just coming out of an ocean and walking towards us on the beach.
I would like them to make me beef sandwich.
Please.
Right. With all the fixins.
And like feed it to me like grapes, you know? Just like the pieces of meat just into my mouth. Like just I'm a goddess.
Dripping,
of beef.
Sopping with au jus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Unfortunately for Jeremy Allen White, I don't know if I've seen a picture of him with his shirt off, if I'm being honest.
Oh, you absolutely should look, and then he might still be in the running.
Jeremy Allen White shirtless?
I mean, just those arms.
Right, he does have his massive arms.
And with his, like, hair, like, we see it so greasy
in
the show. Yeah, okay, now you're seeing him. Yeah, he's still, you want to see that coming out of an ocean all salty.
His entire upper body is massive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do want to see him emerging
you
from the ocean.
See, yeah, and there's something about that hair, too, that just like, ooh, I want to see him like whip his hair when he is emerging.
I mean, Anthony, as a certified homosexual, is, you know, prone to look amazing in a Speedo.
Of course.
But you know what? Let's go for it. I'm going to give it to Jeremy Allen White.
Yes, Chef. Yes, Chef.
Next, Ismael Cruz Cordova.
Hot elf from Rings of Power.
Or Liam Hemsworth. I think it's no contest for Ismael.
Yeah, obviously.
Hot elf supremacy.
Yeah.
I don't know about supremacy. That word is charged. But you know what? No, I stand by it.
As someone who had a literal shrine to Legolas in my closet growing up, obviously I'm going hot elf.
Right. Next, Jay Ellis versus Ryan Reynolds. You know what? Ryan Reynolds is lucky to be on this list, if I'm being honest. You know, hot billionaire now. He just sold, like, he has, like, a phone company or something that, like, T-Mobile just bought for, like, $1 billion or something.
Why?
Who knows? It's just, like, can you just stick to being, like, Van Wilder?
Right.
What happened to him?
Yeah, come on. Meanwhile, Jay Ellis is out here being a fucking pilot and an actor and hot, so.
Yeah, Jay Ellis all the way. Next, Kendrick Sampson versus Lakeith Stanfield.
Ooh. Kendrick.
Yeah.
Coming out of an ocean, you kidding me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Next, Jason Momoa versus Lil Nas X.
This is so
This is cruel.
This is. It's
and
also,
homophobic.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jason Momoa is Aquaman.
Yeah.
This category was kind of made for him.
Yeah, it's a little unfair to kick him out right now.
And, yeah, Montero, you know? He's doing great. He'll survive. Next, Manny Jacinto versus Murray Bartlett.
Ooh.
The mustachioed hotel manager from season one of White Lotus, also in The Last of Us.
Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, Frank.
The episode that everybody was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
The homosexual episode.
I would love to see Murray come out of an ocean, personally.
Yeah. It would be a departure, I feel like.
Yeah.
Manny, I think, is the obvious answer, and this is supposed to be the rapid
fire
round.
Okay, rapid fire. I'm so sorry, Murray.
Next, Paul Rudd versus Lucas Bravo. Also, Emily in Paris, hot friend chef.
Okay.
I mean, once again, I do think Lucas Bravo is the obvious.
Yeah.
Even though Paul Rudd, you know, I want
to do a lot of things to me.
Right. I want Paul Rudd to, like, tell me jokes and make me feel safe. Mm. I want to see Lucas Bravo get off an ocean.
Right.
Next, Henry Golding versus Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
That is a toughie.
Yeah, that feels like really could go either way. I mean,
I do think Chris Hemsworth is, given this criteria, the more obvious answer. It's like Australian versus Englishman.
Fair.
Australian is the one that's made for the water.
This is rapid fire. We can't double think. That's not what that phrase is. We can't
second guess.
Double think.
Next, Simu Liu versus Andrew Garfield. Simu.
Yep.
Next, ooh, this is a tough one for me personally. Bad Bunny versus Shawn Mendes.
Not even remotely a contest, obviously. Bad
I
Bunny.
I think people would disagree. I think
okay,
Bad
well, those
Bunny.
People are wrong.
Okay. Well, gay Twitter
yeah.
is, you know,
yeah.
not on your side on this one.
That's okay.
I mean, okay, we're going to give it to Bad Bunny.
Yeah, we're giving it to Bad Bunny.
I do think Shawn Mendes
Puerto
is a very
Rico.
Complicated figure.
The ocean is part of him.
Lyle Crocodile.
Oh, my God, I can't. The amount of Lyle.
La, 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 la.
This is another highlight of our lives since the pod has ended, is that I get a lot of Lyle Crocodile on my TikTok.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I did. But it's all over there.
Yeah. And no, Shawn Mendes has been captivating gay Twitter. He just did a cover of like a European GQ, and he has a tattoo that says good boy. And like everybody
oh.
was like, wow.
Whoa.
There's a lot happening there. Anyway,
yeah.
Next, last year's champion, Jonathan Bailey versus Diego Luna.
Oh, who was in
Andor.
Andor, yeah.
I mean, Jonathan Bailey. I think. Love Diego, but Jonathan Bailey. Next. Ooh, this is tough. Harry Styles versus Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Not gonna lie, I don't know who that is.
Aaron Taylor Johnson
yeah.
is he just did a whole Calvin Klein shoot.
Oh.
He was in
some Marvel stuff. Yeah. Avengers. I mean, obviously I'm biased, but I think this has got to go to Harry.
I would agree. I think Harry is, you know, maybe not Harry of like 6 years ago, but that boy is putting on some meat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's beefing up.
He's looking good.
He's got titties. He's got those muscles on the side. Obliques.
Yeah, we work out.
Next, Omar Apollo versus Joe Jonas. Omar Apollo, if you don't know, up and coming. I don't even know if up and coming is the right word. He's pretty well established and like kind of a queer icon now.
Okay. And Joe Jonas.
And Joe Jonas. You know what? Fuck the Jonas. I say Omar Apollo.
Let's
okay.
Do it.
Omar Apollo. Oh no. I'm seeing some of these matchups for the next
yeah,
round.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna hurt.
Next, Jamie Dornan versus Michael B. Jordan.
Oh,
this
no.
is tough.
Oh, that's so tough.
Jamie Dornan, who of course we have him in our minds
yeah,
on the beach.
On the beach.
Singing about seagulls.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan was our 2021 champ. Also, would love to see him come out of an ocean.
Yeah.
Just dripping with that salt water.
Yeah.
Oh.
But Jamie Dornan is also very like James Bondy.
Yeah. No. This one's tough.
Jamie Dornan.
Jamie, okay. I'm sorry, Michael.
Next, Nick Jonas versus Sam Heughan.
We have two Jonases on this goddamn list.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously we're not going to include the third, but... Yeah, I mean, Nick Jonas, I think, is the hottest Jonas. No, Joe is up there.
He's,
it goes back
yeah.
and forth. It's a close horse race.
Yeah.
Sam Heughan, or Heughan,
mm-hmm.
Of Outlander.
Right.
Or whatever that
show is. A ginger.
Is.
Famously a ginge.
I mean, Sam, I feel like, he's more of a Scottish Highlands guy, you know?
Yeah.
You want to see him in a kilt. You want to see him in a forest.
Right.
You want to see him chopping wood. You
yeah.
don't want to see him... you know, necessarily getting out of an ocean.
Meanwhile, I'm burning up for Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
I maintain that is an incredible song and the only Jonas Brothers song I know.
Also, diabetes icon.
Okay.
Basically the face of childhood diabetes. Remember
yeah.
when we all thought he was
going to
die? Right. Next, Chris Evans versus Stanley Tucci.
Oh, no.
Stanley, love you. Sorry. Want you to cook me an Italian meal, but Chris Evans.
Yeah.
People's sexiest man alive. Next, Lee Pace versus Jacob Elordi.
No question.
Star of Euphoria.
Lee Pace.
I got to give it to Lee Pace.
Would love for Lee Pace to give it to me.
He's been a little too quiet lately, though.
I'm kind of afraid.
He was dropping picks pretty regularly, and they were, you know, every set was hit.
Yeah.
Smash. And finally, Hasan Minhaj versus Pedro Pascal.
It's the year of Pedro.
It's the year of Pedro.
That's the other thing. If I'm not getting Lyle Crocodile content on TikTok, I'm getting Pedro content.
Yes.
I am indoctrinated.
So it's Pedro. Okay.
All right. First round.
We have our first round.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're down to 32 hunks. We got 16 matchups. This is
round 2.
Between the two men, who would look better putting on nothing but a French maid's uniform and cleaning your entire house?
Ooh.
Who would you rather watch clean your entire house in nothing but a French maid's uniform?
All right.
Let's do this. First matchup, Tom Holland versus Maluma.
Oh, wow.
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Holland does have that kind of British, like, butler energy.
He does.
He doesn't have butler energy, but, like, you can impose that on
him. Yeah, but that's the thing is I could see him in a little butler outfit, but I think Maluma would rock a maid's outfit even better. I want to see that little skirt.
Like, he would just make it work.
Oh, absolutely.
It wouldn't even be, like, a costume. He'd be like, that's just your outfit.
Yeah, and I'd be like, thank you.
Yeah.
Maluma.
Maluma. Next is Henry Cavill versus KJ Apa. Now, this is interesting because I can't imagine Henry Cavill in a French maid's uniform.
No.
I don't even think they make them in sizes.
I don't think it could contain his ass.
For men that big. Yeah, exactly. He would just be bursting out of it in the best possible way.
Yeah. KJ Apa, you know he'd enjoy it. You know he'd love it.
He would have fun with it.
Oh, yeah. He'd get that duster and he would dust, you know?
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I would watch him move those feathers around.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
KJ.
Fuck. That is tough. For KJ Apa to win over Henry Cavill.
It really, yeah. That's the power of
the
these
categories.
Questions. Yeah.
Next up, Oscar Isaac versus Taron Egerton.
Ooh. Again, I feel like Oscar would have a lot of fun with it. I'm thinking what's coming to mind is the kilt, when he wore the kilt.
Yes, yes.
You know? But would he want to clean a house?
I mean, I think...
For me?
I really want to see Taron Egerton in a maid's uniform.
I know you do.
But if you
I would die for Oscar Isaac, but I understand. It's something about his... I know you love little weird ears, and there's something about his ears in a maid uniform that I get... If this were my bracket, I think I'd be going Oscar, but we're going Taron.
I do need to be careful, though, because I feel like this question is weighted towards British people.
Mm.
I just feel like a French maid. I, like, want to see British people, a hot British man in a French maid's uniform.
Okay, well, let's keep that in mind. Let's check our biases as we go through this.
Next one, Jesse Williams versus Theo James. Theo James, famously British.
However, I think Jesse here. What we have here between Jesse and Theo are two men who have taken their dicks out for art.
Yeah.
And that actually is, like, very important for the maid's outfit.
Jesse Williams.
And makes it really difficult.
Jesse Williams was in Take Me Out, a show on Broadway about baseball, I guess, where he takes his dick out on stage. And according to our sources, the air went immediately from the room the second that thing fell out.
Yeah. Similarly, Theo James, but was also a prosthetic.
Yeah, you know, you're not wearing a prosthetic on stage.
Yeah.
He was getting it out nightly.
Yeah.
Seven times a week, mm-hmm. eight times a week. So Jesse Williams, the runaway here. Next, Will Sharp versus Lucian. I forgot his last name.
Exactly. Will Sharp.
Lucian Labiscount. Is Will Sharp Australian?
No, he's British and Japanese. So the British bias is coming through here.
I do think Will Sharp. I mean, Lucian is, I believe, also British.
Okay, but I want to see Will Sharp. It's also because, like, I want to hang out with Will Sharp, so I feel like I could just be, like, lying on a couch, like, sipping a martini while he's, like, going around the house cleaning, and, like, I would really enjoy that experience.
Yeah. Reggae Jean Page versus Anthony Ramos.
Ooh.
This is
very
tough.
Difficult.
I almost feel like Reggae Jean Page would, like, not have fun with
it. Yeah, no. And Anthony Ramos, I feel like he'd really, like, bring out his dancing, you know?
Right. Yeah.
You know, he'd really lean into that in a way that would be, like, entertaining and fun, but also, like, hot.
Yeah, like, he would put his hips into it.
Exactly.
And that's, you need that in order to reach all of the crevices.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Next, Paul Mescal versus Daniel Kaluuya.
Very different vibes. Very different vibes.
Very different vibes. Also, hard to imagine either of them in a French maid's uniform, if I'm being honest.
But, and this is where my knowledge and love of Phoebe Bridgers comes in. He has some choices when it comes to fashion. His choices on the red carpet, things like that, I feel like he'd rock a fucking French maid outfit.
I agree, yeah.
And also, I feel like he'd be really detail-oriented. Not to say that Daniel wouldn't look great, but I just feel like he'd be really detail-oriented with, like, cleaning as well.
Right. Let's give it to Paul.
All right, Paul.
Next, Jeremy Allen White versus Ismael Cruz Cordova. Jeremy Allen White. I mean, we've basically seen him in a French maid uniform.
Absolutely. He's wearing an apron. You just take out everything else.
Yeah.
It's basically that.
We got to give it to him.
And you know that he's so detail-oriented with his work.
Right.
Like, he, like, went and, like, studied with chefs for that role.
Exactly.
You know he would take the cleaning very seriously. That place would be spotless.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
We are very much just using his character from The Bear, not him as a person, but yes.
Okay. Also, there's a good chance to say, I don't know shit about any of these people. I don't know any of these people personally.
No.
Everything we're saying about them, we're absolutely fantasizing. So.
Right. This is all made up.
All made up.
They could be horrible people.
They could be horrible, but they're also hot.
Is Jeremy Allen White secretly British?
No, he is American and he is a dad. He has two kids. I've watched a lot of videos about him.
He lives in Brooklyn. Oh, he was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Next, Jay Ellis versus Kendrick Sampson.
Mm.
Tough matchup.
Tough.
My gut is saying Kendrick.
Yeah, me too. Why is that?
I just think he's beautiful.
He's beautiful. Also, his Instagram presence is, again, like, very goofy, and, like, I feel like he'd really have fun with it, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Jay Ellis has, like, gone through military training now for Top Gun Maverick, and I'm like, would he be too serious for this? I don't know. But Kendrick is moving forward.
I agree. Yeah. Pilot uniform, yes.
Yes.
French maid's uniform, unfortunately not for Jay Ellis. Next, Jason Momoa versus Manny Jacinto.
Mm. The thing is, I could see Manny's character on The Good Place absolutely doing this.
Right.
And then I could see the real Manny doing it and making it hot.
Agreed. Agreed. Jason Momoa, it's like, I feel like we've seen that already.
Yeah, but I also feel like he wouldn't do a good job. I feel like...
Of cleaning?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he'd leave some surfaces a little scruffy.
Yeah.
I agreed. Jason Momoa is out. Round two.
Wow.
Next, Lucas Bravo versus Chris Hemsworth. Lucas Bravo, Emily in Paris, Chris Hemsworth. Thor.
I'm for Chris here.
Yeah. Even though, I mean, Lucas Bravo, I don't even know.
Oh, French. Is he French?
I don't know what he actually is.
But would he find it to be, like, actually offensive and rude? And he'd be like, I can't do a French accent. But would he be like, absolutely no, I'm not doing that?
No, he's actually French.
Right. So would he be like, no, that's, like, offensive to my culture?
No, this actually changes it for me.
It does?
I feel like because he could actually, like, speak French.
Oh, that's
while
true.
I was cleaning.
Yeah.
And French is obviously...
The hottest,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Chris.
Would you rather be hearing Chris Hemsworth being like, no, or Lucas Bravo being like, no?
Fair. But the thing is, I want to hear both of them say yes.
Exactly. I don't even know what yes in French is.
Oui.
Forgot that for a second. It's been a while since I've watched Ratatouille.
Oh, another great ride at Disney World.
Highly recommend.
I was drunk and it was the most fun.
Yeah. Next, Simu Liu versus Bad Bunny.
Ooh.
Bad Bunny, I would say.
Yeah. Again, I feel like there's a little bit of like the like hip movement here.
Right.
He'd be given it.
I think there's something compelling. This is a lot for me to say. I think there's something compelling when someone's like, they're not necessarily ripped, but they have like a huge ass.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like if someone is ripped and they have like a good ass, it's like, obviously,
okay, yeah,
like
it's
you have
muscle,
good everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But when someone is like, yeah, just like not ripped, but has a giant bubbly ass. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah.
And Bad Bunny, I think, checks that category.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, what is the part that is accentuated the most in a French maid's uniform, if not the human ass? Next. This is tough.
This is really hard for you.
Two British men, two former winners.
Yeah.
Jonathan Bailey versus Harry Styles.
Wow. And I think both would, like, really lean into it and have fun with it, too.
Right. I mean... Yeah, it's unfortunate that
yeah.
we can't have both
right.
cleaning together.
Oh, my God.
You take the bathroom, you take the kitchen,
uh-huh.
and I'll lay down in the middle. I feel like it is sacrilegious of me to choose Jonathan Bailey above Harry Styles. I almost am getting deja vu that we had this matchup last year in a similar situation,
yeah.
and Jonathan won last year.
Right.
I do think Jonathan Bailey... I feel like Harry adore.
Love. Would die for.
I don't want to, like, degrade him. Jonathan Bailey, I feel like, I'm like, get in your fucking uniform.
Ooh.
You little elf.
Okay. Sure. Let's go with that. Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah. Jonathan Bailey. Harry is, like, he's too much of a rock star, you know?
Yeah.
I want him to make a mess. And then feel a little bad about it. And then Jonathan Bailey will come in and clean up for us.
There we go.
Next, Omar Apollo versus Jamie Dornan.
Interesting.
I can't really imagine Jamie Dornan in a French maid's uniform.
Really?
Not really. I'm not picturing it.
Huh. I feel like just truly Barb and Star just like changed everything for me. And I'm like, well, he can do anything because he did Barb and Star.
Right.
But also, if you can't see it, you can't see it. But I can see Omar in
yeah.
a French maid costume.
I do feel like we're also in the, like, you know, physique versus just, like, giant mm-hmm. ass situation.
Yeah.
And I think Omar comes out on top here. And by that, I mean bottom.
Bottom, right.
Next, Nick Jonas versus Chris Evans.
Ooh.
This is, like, a little old school
yeah.
kind of feels like. These are legacy
men. Like, what year
men.
Is this?
Nick Jonas versus... Chris Evans.
I
want to, like, kick one of them out and have Harry Styles be replace them. But that's not how it works.
It's not how it works.
We can't do that. I feel like
Nick would like really have fun again and like really want to do it and be like, give me that fucking outfit. Let me clean this place up.
Right, right.
Chris, like, I feel like he'd be like, oh, really? You want to put me in that?
Yeah.
Like, obviously you want to put me in that. I'm hot.
The chunky Knives Out sweater has really done wonders in me envisioning him in more than just a French maid's uniform.
Right.
I'm like, where's the knitwear?
Yeah.
Unless I crochet the French maid's uniform, which is a possibility.
Yeah.
I say Nick Jonas.
I don't even really care about the Jonas Brothers.
And finally.
Oh, God.
Lee Pace versus Pedro Pascal.
Oh, fuck. Listen, I'm a Lee Pace. What are they called? I don't know. I want to climb Lee Pace.
Yeah.
Like the cocaine bear up a tree.
6'5" Lee Pace.
That being said, Pedro is silly and sexy in a way that Lee Pace is serious. And I feel like Pedro would really go for it. And wow, I want to see him in a little maid's outfit. Also, I feel like this is a place where height actually is against you.
I do think that's true. I think my lust for Lee Pace is clouding my judgment here, even though this is about lust.
Yeah.
But I think you make compelling arguments. I do think, like, yeah, we almost would be getting into a Winnie the Pooh situation where it's like, if the uniform is too short, then you're just hanging out the bottom.
And yeah.
That's even worse than nothing at all.
Right.
That's even worse than, you know, wearing a shirt and nothing underneath it.
Right.
Yeah.
Compelling arguments all around. Yeah, we're lawyers and scientists.
Now I'm just picturing a French maid uniform. Like, that image of a man who's wearing a French maid's uniform, but it cuts off, like, above the belly button. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Pedro.
Not sexy.
Wow, that's painful.
Okay, we got our top 16. Are we ready for round 3?
Let's do it.
Round 3.
We saw a musical called Shucked last night. Incredible
Go
musical.
Go see it.
It's probably going to win everything.
It's so fucking funny.
Alex Newell from the Glee Project.
Had like a standing ovation for their number. Like during the show.
Yeah.
Like 2 minutes.
Absolutely incredible.
Phenomenal.
And the show is entirely about corn. And then we were thinking about questions for this on the way back. And one of them was, of these two men, if they were dipped entirely in melted butter and you had to lick it all
you
off.
You had to.
Or they died.
They would die.
Who would you prefer to lick butter off of? I like how the question is like, or they would die, as if I wouldn't just lick butter.
Yeah, no, it sounds like an amazing time.
Yeah. Like, I'd do it anyway.
But you have
without
to.
Without the threat of death.
Right.
But like,
what does the threat of death do to the situation? You
have to get it out of everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first matchup, Maluma versus KJ Apa.
I do not want to lick butter off of KJ Apa. I feel like he would make that really awkward.
Yeah, he would make a lot of like weird jokes about it. And it's like, yeah, this could be fun, but not in the way that KJ Apa would make it.
Ironically, he's too corny. I know.
Yeah.
Maluma, I would absolutely happily save him from death.
Right. Maluma, I'd be like adding flavor. I'd be like, here's a little bit of ranch seasoning. Yeah. Here's a little bit of, you know, paprika. Ooh,
that's another highlight that of our time since the pod has ended is you've introduced ranch seasoning to me and to my life. And we put it on popcorn and it changed everything.
Pretty shocking that you had never met ranch seasoning before.
Never.
As a Midwesterner. But
I know. I mean, ranch dressing, of course, but not.
Right. But they've seasoned. They've turned it into seasoning.
Thank God.
Okay. Next, Taron Egerton versus Jesse Williams.
Huh.
Butter.
Where are you on this? Oh, you're licking your lips in a way that makes me uncomfortable.
Taron Egerton versus Jesse Williams. Wow. I mean, yeah, my gut is Taron.
Yeah.
Because I stopped watching Grey's Anatomy in, like, 1986.
Never seen a frame.
And
<Total paper land. laughs>
But Taron, I'm like, I feel like he He'd like add more butter.
He'd want you to take your time with
even
it.
Even more. I can't believe it's not butter. Yeah. And I would be like, yes, please. Bring out the tub of it.
Ooh.
Like, bring out the tub of Country Crock.
Yeah.
Bring out Land O'Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll melt some more.
Ooh.
Next, Will Sharp versus Anthony Ramos.
Oh, no.
This is a tough one.
I don't know, because I know what my gut reaction is, and it's not what my heart wants.
Wow.
My heart wants Will Sharp, but my tongue wants Anthony Ramos.
I agree. I also think Will Sharp is, like, too intellectual for this.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
He'd, like, bring up, like, how, like, dairy is bad for climate change.
Right.
And
exactly.
It's like, this is a waste.
Like, is this vegan butter?
Right.
And it's like,
oh
just
my God, yeah.
Shut your mouth. Let me lick. Next, Paul Mezcal versus Jeremy Allen White.
A matchup which is made for me.
Yeah.
I think Paul Mezcal would be like pretty uncomfortable with the situation, or he'd be really freaky deaky with it. That's a tough one for me.
I don't know. I do think he's the type of man. Again, this is based on absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. We don't know anything about these men. This is all fantasizing based off of our own imaginations and having no idea who these people are in real life.
I don't know if it's just me being horny for Jeremy Allen White right now,
yeah.
But I do feel like he would have more fun with the butter situation.
Yeah. Also, like, he already has proximity to the kitchen.
Yeah, maybe it is also because we've seen him in The Bear, like,
yeah.
Very sweaty, and mm-hmm. It's like, swap out that sweat with melted butter.
And, like,
I can imagine,
know?
It already, yeah.
Here we go. Tongue's
Whereas
ready.
Paul Mezcal just seems very, like, just naturally dry.
It would just seep into him immediately. It'd be like lotion.
Yeah.
It'd be like nothing to lick.
He is Irish, though, and, like, you know.
What is it, Kerrygold?
Yeah, love Kerrygold. Sponsor me. I use Kerrygold all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, you know, you get just the full block of it, not
yeah.
the sticks, the full block.
Right.
Put it on the top of Paul Mezcal, wait for it to melt.
You know, for most of these men, I get excited by that image. But something about Paul Mezcal, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that to him.
Yeah, I think we got to give it to Jeremy Allen White.
Sorry, Paul.
Next. Kendrick Sampson versus Manny Jacinto.
Interesting matchup here.
I would say Kendrick.
I know. Kendrick's really making his way on this list.
Yeah. And I don't even really know Kendrick
Sampson. I know.
Sampson
it's
like
just,
that.
Let me tell you, that him on Insecure, whoo.
Yeah. I mean, he is stunning. Whew. Next, Lucas Bravo, our Frenchman, versus Bad Bunny.
Huh.
I mean, the French basically invented butter.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna set a baguette next to him and get me some butter and
oh yeah,
we're gonna have a good time.
That's true. Is that a drawback? Because I would just be dragging the baguette across from him, sopping up the butter,
or licking him to get the butter on your tongue and then taking a bite of the baguette.
Right, right. Mm. Oof. This is a toughie.
I mean, now that I'm really thinking about it, I can't think about anything else. Sorry, Bad Bunny.
Yeah. I think this is a case in which the question is favoring someone over.
Yeah.
So Lucas Bravo is advancing by nature of being French.
Right.
And a chef on that show.
Mm.
Next, Jonathan Bailey versus Omar Apollo.
Huh.
Omar Apollo, I feel like, has a very, like, wild, bubbly personality in a way that Jonathan Bailey, I feel like, is more reserved, at least publicly. And I feel like Omar would have more fun with this.
Yeah.
Which would make it better for me.
Right.
I'd be, like, nervous to lick it off of Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah. Also, I feel like he'd judge me if I didn't do a good enough job.
But I would like that. He'd be like, fine, I'll do it better. Okay, and final matchup for this round, Nick Jonas versus Pedro Pascal. I mean, obviously you want Pedro.
Obviously I want Pedro. I don't want to like Nick Jonas.
Personally, I would get annoyed by him in the midst of this. I'm not going as ham for Pedro Pascal as everybody else is these days. I respect.
I'm not going ham for him. I'm going butter on him.
Yeah, right. Honey glazed.
Yeah. But that being said, I feel like it wouldn't be shocking to him that someone would want to lick butter off of him. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's already come up for him. So it'd just be like, we're in it. It's easy.
Right. He's already got.
That barrier has been brought way down.
Right. Like, the stove is on.
Yeah.
The saucepan is out. He's already got a couple sticks going. Browning. Mm. We're browning the butter to get all of the milk solids
out. A little sweet.
Round 4.
Okay, we got our top eight.
Ooh.
Next round. This is the physical round.
Right.
Who would bare knuckle fight a cocaine bear to protect you?
It should be noted, Matt and I went and saw Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. What a fucking movie.
I would argue that you were a little afraid to get too stoned for it.
Yeah, I was absolutely, because I thought that I'd just be like actually scared if I got stoned.
Right.
So I was like, I'll just have a drink at the movie theater.
Yeah, I would argue that I was almost too sober for Cocaine Bear because it was that ridiculous of a movie.
Cocaine Bear was intense and someone would really have to fucking fight a bear for this. So, yeah.
So let's go. First round, Maluma versus Taron Egerton.
I do not think that Taron would do a good job in this.
I agree.
I think he'd be fast enough.
Maluma would be able to like almost seduce the bear.
Yeah.
And
use the cocaine to his advantage.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. And Taron, yeah, I feel like Taron would get ripped apart and would look beautiful doing it.
Yeah.
But he would ultimately not protect me.
Yeah.
Next, we got Anthony Ramos versus Jeremy Allen White.
Ooh.
Who would fight a cocaine bear? Now, Anthony Ramos, we know he's got the hips. We know he can sing and dance.
He can move.
He can move. He can outmaneuver the bear for sure.
Definitely. Distract him with his beautiful voice.
You know, he can kind of do his moves and distract the bear.
Right.
But I mean, brute strength, it's hard to look at a picture of Jeremy Allen White. I mean, the bear, it's called the bear.
He's already in the mind of the bear, you know?
Right.
And his brother in the show was a drug addict. So he's really anti-drug. So he's going to be even more upset about the cocaine bear and really take his anger out on it.
Yeah.
Whereas Anthony Ramos, like, there's not as much at stake for him.
So, yeah.
It's not as personal.
I do think Anthony Ramos could put up a pretty good fight. That being said, Jeremy Allen White was built in a laboratory for this exact situation, and I think we got to give it to him. Next, Kendrick Sampson versus Lucas Bravo.
A Frenchman is not going to do shit around a cocaine bear.
No, unfortunately not. I mean, the French, famously passive people. You can't passive-aggressive a bear.
No. Yeah. Especially one
what are you gonna do?
On cocaine.
Flick your cigarette at it? What are you going to do? Take off your beret and throw it at him like a frisbee?
Kendrick would at least try. I don't think he'd win, I think he'd try.
Are you going to build a barricade? Yeah.
I mean, I think in the majority of the cases here, the cocaine bear, if we learned anything from that movie, would win.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the cocaine bear at least would live in the end. Whether we also are alive is a question.
Yeah.
It's up to these men. And finally, Omar Apollo versus Pedro Pascal.
I mean, I just saw Pedro fight like hell against cordyceps-filled monsters.
Yeah, I mean, the entirety of The Last of Us
proves
the point of this matchup.
Yeah.
It's Pedro Pascal.
It's Pedro Pascal.
Even though I do think Omar would do a fantastic job of showing his asshole to the bear.
Round five.
All right, next round, we got our top four.
Ooh.
This one is going to be our romantic, nurturing round.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you rather listen, soothingly read a bedtime story to you as you gently fall asleep?
In their arms?
Cradled in their arms.
Oh.
Their arm is wrapped around you.
Okay.
They've got the book.
Uh-huh.
Your head is on their chest.
Yes.
You hear their heartbeat.
That I don't like because it starts to make me think about blood rushing through veins.
Okay.
And that part is off for me, but that's okay.
Magically, you don't hear their heartbeat.
Oh, thank God.
I don't even like it when my head is on my pillow and you hear it.
I hear my own? No.
Yeah,
no, that's worse.
Have to shift.
No.
So.
In case you're wondering whether we're still unwell.
We are. Yeah. Medication's still not doing much.
All right.
Who is it? Let's go.
First round.
Maluma versus Jeremy Allen White.
Ooh, both would be just like a lovely experience.
I mean, Maluma has just a beautiful, smooth, you know, he's got that accent.
Oh, such a cute accent.
Yeah.
Jeremy Allen White has two children. You know he knows how to snuggle up and read a little bedtime story.
Right. also has an accent, I guess, but perhaps slightly scarier to some people.
But also comforting to us Midwesterners.
I would prefer to hear Maluma's voice,
right.
But I would prefer to have my head resting against Jeremy on White.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do we value in this scenario more?
I think the snuggle, because it's not like Jeremy's only there for the snuggle. He's also going to read it beautifully. He's an actor.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
And I bet he would, like, do the voices and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah, and it's not about singing a lullaby. If it were singing a lullaby,
Maluma. Hands down.
This is about reading a book. Reading a little bedtime story.
All right. Jeremy Allen White advances to the finals.
Let's go, baby.
And next, Kendrick Sampson versus Pedro Pascal. This is a tough one.
This one's really hard.
I mean,
I'm leaning into the, like, dad vibes.
Right.
And then obviously Pedro has the dad vibes.
Right.
He's not a dad, but he is daddy. And, like, his relationship with Bella is really beautiful.
This is all predicated on you having just really watched The Last of Us.
Watched, and also I was one of the producers on the podcast, so I was, like, deep in The Last of Us. So, like, he's in my head a lot.
I do think, Pedro Pascal, this is...
He can do voices.
Romantic,
he's so good at voices.
Nurturing one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to give it to him.
We got to give it to him.
We have our final...
He's got to give it to me.
He's got it. He's got to read it.
Final round.
Now, this was born out of our trip to Disney World. Okay, this question. Because we were there during, I don't know, some art festival?
I guess. I thought it was just there all the time, but it turns out it's just like once a year. It's an Epcot.
There were all of these like tents and kiosks set up and people were selling their original art. And it was like... A lot of great artists, but it was like all stuff that had just Disney characters in it.
Yeah, like photorealistic paintings of like the scene where Belle is walking through her town, like very intense stuff.
Yeah, it was just like imagine walking through a museum.
Right.
And seeing these beautiful paintings, but like all of them have to do with Disney. It's very disconcerting. So that's where this question arose from, our final question. Because it came from seeing some of these paintings and being like, can you imagine going home to a guy's house and that's hanging over his bed?
Right.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing here, folks. So the final question is, each of these hot guys takes you home. Above his bed is a 5-foot by 8-foot framed photorealistic painting of Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Engaged in whatever you want them to be engaged in. It's just a photorealistic painting of them both. Who are you staying for? Who essentially would not give you the ick in
right.
this situation?
And you'd be like, all right, let's do this regardless.
Right.
I'll stay. We'll discuss this later.
Yeah, I'll put my head in the pillow and not focus on what's above the bed. Or it's like, I'm so into it. You know what? I'll stare right at it.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the contestants are...
Jeremy Allen White versus Pedro Pascal.
Whew. Interesting.
They both have very different vibes.
Yeah, very different.
Pedro Pascal has a sort of like goofy.
Right.
Fun,
we're like, oh,
playful.
Is this ironic? Is this like a... Jeremy Allen White, I think I'd like see it and I'd be like, oh, are you a psycho?
You're absolute serious.
Yeah.
I do think, his sort of intensity has a thing like if I saw that in his room, I'd be like, oh, shit, I'm not leaving this place alive.
But.
Like, yeah, he might.
Fuck you to death.
Exactly.
And like,
I might go to my grave
to
with my legs trembling. But ultimately, he will kill me.
Which does mean you are staying for that.
That's true, but I would have the ick.
Yeah.
No, I do think if I saw it above Jeremy Allen White's bed, it would absolutely terrify me.
Yeah. Seeing it above Pedro Pascal's, I'd be like, oh, there's probably a funny story behind this.
Yeah. He does have it seems more playful.
Yeah.
He's also, you know, part of the Disney family.
True. Little baby Yoda in the corner.
Exactly.
Staring at you.
Right.
While you fuck. And you
little
know what?
Grogu, watch what you're about to see.
I'd stay. I'd stick around for that.
I think I would. We have our winner.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? The culture would support it.
Absolutely.
I think.
But I want to say I don't feel like we were culture biased here. You know, we weren't doing this for the pop culture. He won fair and square.
No, I think he won fair and square. Congratulations to the winner of Hot Guy March Madness 2023, Mr. Pedro Pascal. Your gift basket will be in the mail. Just send us your address.
Your personal address.
Right. And congratulations, really, to all of our participants.
I'm sorry to all of you for the way that we've objectified you, but also...
Not sorry.
Not sorry. You're welcome, actually.
Rest assured that I will give each of you the attention that you deserve.
But we know that all of you have your own winners. Please post about it. We want to see who won in your bracket, if you've been playing with friends.
Yeah, this is... I want to see who your winners are. This is not definitive. It is definitive,
but
you also have an opinion, I guess.
Yeah, like, they can be wrong. They're wrong opinions.
Right.
But, like, they're still opinions and they're yours.
So feel free to fill out your own. Use whatever criteria you want or our criteria, which is the correct criteria.
Right.
But have fun with it. Be horny. Be thirsty. This is a celebration.
Yes.
Of Hot Guys. Thank you, everybody, for playing along. Listen, we don't know if or when we'll be back with another episode, so stay subscribed to our feed. We'll pop up potentially now and again, okay? And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at Matt Bellisai. Find out about tour dates, new projects, all of that fun stuff. You can follow Barry on Instagram to see pictures of Putty, I guess, at Finkleberry Pie.
Sure.
And that's it. Unhappy Hour is a production of Pineapple Street Studios. It's produced by Barry Finkel, Melissa Slaughter, and me, Matt Bellisai. Special thanks to Jenna Weiss-Berman and Max Linsky. Our music is by Hansdale Sue. And that's it. That's everything. See you never. bye-bye. I feel like falling in love. I'm in the mood for something new. We gonna fuck up tonight.